Good morning. Temperatures remained on the mild side overnight, and we're waking up this morning mostly in the 30s and lower 40s with cloudy skies as the disturbance that produced a few rain and snow showers last night continues to depart to the east. As we dry things out, the clouds will begin to break up a bit, and we'll have partly sunny skies through the day. And with an increasing southerly breeze out ahead of a large storm in the middle of the country, temperatures will climb through the 40s and into the mid-50s on average for afternoon highs. That storm system will continue to track into southern Canada tonight, and a cold front will approach us from the west. Clouds will thicken up again tonight, and there is the chance of scattered showers, but it will remain mild, and temperatures only dropping back into the lower to mid-40s for overnight lows. Another mild day on Friday, though, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers. An increasing southwest wind out ahead of that same cold front will allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-60s during the day. Eventually, when that front punches through, the wind will flip around to the west and the clouds will begin to break up. At that point, cooler air will start to flow into the region, and on Friday night, we'll go back into the 30s. And with a strong northwesterly wind flow and leftover moisture available, it'll be windy and colder on Saturday with scattered rain and snow showers and highs back into the lower to mid-40s. Even below normal weather for Sunday on St. Patrick's Day, with high pressure in control, though, it will be dry and mostly sunny, and highs will stay in the upper 30s. In fact, an extended stretch of dry and cooler weather will continue into the early part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Monday, and sunshine back up into the upper 30s on Tuesday. Out ahead of another system, the sun will give way to increasing clouds on Wednesday. Still chilly, but not as cold, with highs reaching back into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm that rapidly intensified in the lee of the central Rockies will move into the upper Midwest today. To the north and west of the low, heavy snow is likely to continue across the central and northern high plains, and a swath of 6 to 12 inches of snow is likely through today in the central portions of the Dakotas. Widespread blizzard conditions are likely in these locations as high winds are a major threat, which will create blowing and drifting snow with low visibility. South and east of the storm, rain and thunderstorms will be the main threat. Ahead of the cold front, thunderstorms are likely across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, and additional severe weather is possible, along with heavy rain and isolated flash flooding. Additionally, flooding is possible in the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley, where rain falling on a deep snowpack could cause rapid melting. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Idai is located in the Mozambique Channel between Madagascar and Mozambique. The cyclone is moving slowly to the west-southwest with 120-mile-per-hour winds. Idai is expected to maintain its intensity today, and landfall is expected along the Mozambique coast this evening. At Mount Washington, 100 miles visibility under clear skies and 23 degrees with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 28, 63% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.22 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, near 60, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 21. The average temperature, 33, that's 1 degree below normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow. Still 6.2 inches for the month, which is a half inch above normal. And with 52.9 inches of snow for the season, that's 3/10 of an inch of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 75 set in 1946, and the record low 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7 p.m., 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers tonight in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers tonight in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers tonight in the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers tonight in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Scattered showers lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder Saturday. A few passing rain or snow showers, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, upper 30s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Monday. More sunshine and dry weather Tuesday, back into the upper 30s. And sunshine giving way to clouds in the lower 40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.